Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. In today's readings, we have a sneak preview of coming attractions like movie trailers, revealing aspects of the power of God, which will be fully on display when we celebrate Pentecost in a few weeks. Our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles is thick with the guiding Spirit of God. The Gospel from John is intimate, Jesus using the words, "I am the vine," to self-identify, to describe who he can be for us, a life force. The letter to John reveals a protective love, a perfect love that can cast out even fear. So within these three readings, the Holy Spirit is in a role worthy of an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. Not the star, but the power within each scene. Present as guide, as love, and as life force. This Spirit seeks our attention. When God gets our attention and we act on an inspiration, these types of moments are Spirit moments, transcendent moments. Spirit moments happen today as it did for Philip. Philip was headed one way, then heard a spiritual instruction to change direction. He didn't doubt, but he did change course. By doing so, he changed the life of another human being. And a possible change in direction happened last Sunday here at St. Francis. A parent accompanied her child to one of the catechesis atriums and was invited to stay. In describing her spirit moment, the teacher shared that offering a parent to stay was not typical of her at all. But on that particular morning, she trusted an inspiration and invited her to stay. The outcome? This parent was so spellbound by the holy instruction going on in front of her that she is now discerning, getting involved in the Sunday catechesis program herself. You never know how the movements of the Spirit can affect other people. And sometimes the presence of this Spirit is thick. Sometimes it is thin, and we're tempted to disregard it. Sometimes God is easy to believe. And sometimes we doubt what we hear. Sometimes the Spirit takes us into a new direction. But sometimes the Spirit invites us to dig deeper right where we are, to find a new way, not just to cope, but to bring forth fruit in a present circumstance that is quite the challenge. For the Apostle Philip, it was a new direction. He was on a road trip, probably excited to be out of town and headed for Samaria. He was embracing the commission of Jesus repeated in the opening verses from the Acts of the Apostles, and those Acts are right after the Gospel of John. So in these opening Acts we hear, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." In heading to Samaria, Philip was the first disciple to step out beyond the bounds of institutional Judaism. But his initial direction was interrupted by that first spiritual message. So he followed it, and in doing so, left the main highway for a wilderness road. It would be like leaving Highway 5 for a two-lane road instead. How often are we willing to reverse course shift our focus because of an inspiration, especially if a new possibility is out in left field. How often are we willing to leave the obvious for the unknown, the secure for the insecure? Philip had been directed by an angel to reverse course completely, turn toward Gaza on the Mediterranean coast. And as he walked, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, seated in a chariot heading home to Africa. Then another new directive: go over to this chariot and join it. So Philip engaged the Ethiopian as the man pondered the passage from Isaiah. Philip listened carefully and responded to the situation. The outcome? The Ethiopian saw a body of water and asked to be baptized. Philip obeyed, and Philip was literally transformed by his obedience. And as the reading states, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and Philip found himself in another town, preached there, and continued on. Through that detour experience, Philip was shaped in the process, just like we are when we cooperate with grace in a moment that's not easy to understand. His love for God and our love is perfected by what we go through. That kind of belief and obedience is the transcendent work of the Holy Spirit. It involves the grace of being aware of God and cooperating with God in your present circumstances. You do not need to engage in spiritual high wire acts to get God's attention. You see, God is always trying to get our attention. So pay attention as Philip did. But what hampers paying attention is our rushing around or our laziness. Paying attention keeps us on the right track, on the path of life God has called us to. Now, my dad didn't always pay attention with details. When I was growing up, there was a time my family was on a road trip to Santa Rosa County, past San Francisco, headed for a little town called Gurneyville on the Russian River. We started out early in the morning from Manhattan Beach, the four of us, Mom, Dad, and my brother. We stopped at Solvang to get some Danish pastries and got back on the 5 freeway. Now, my brother and I were in the back seat, and my brother was intensely focused on a brand new compass received as a gift for his birthday. All of a sudden, my brother says, "Dad, aren't we supposed to be going north?" My dad had not been paying attention and had gotten back on the freeway heading south back to Los Angeles. My mother looked at him with that look. He got off the freeway at the next exit, turned the car around, and we headed north again. The Holy Spirit is our compass and the interrupter. God is in the interruptions, and maybe is trying to point us in a right direction or attitude. There can be times when we are intently busy on a project, rushing to get it done, and the phone rings. And we hear it could be a friend, and we debate for a moment, do we answer the phone or finish the project? The interruption has happened. I invite you to answer the phone. Maybe that friend needs to talk to you. In fact, the Acts of the Apostles records a variety of interruptions and movements of the apostles after Jesus rose from the dead. The Acts of the Apostles records the church's preaching of the good news. It records the successes, the challenges, and all those detours along the way. It records their agreements and their disagreements. So I invite you to see yourself in these writings as the early followers attempted to understand what to do next. These Acts of the Apostles demonstrate the guiding love and power of the Spirit. And it's through that power that the early disciples were able to spread the Gospels and to bear fruit that would last even into this present age. And now it is our turn. It is our turn to be instruments of God. But we cannot be instruments of God without God. Jesus says, "I am the vine, remain in me." I happen to have a grapevine in my backyard, and it is true. The grapes closest to the main trunk are larger than the ones farther away. I have also noticed that for my cell phone to work, I need to plug it into the charger every day. Because if I don't plug it in, I will just have a blank screen. Needless to say, it is the same for us with the power of God. How can we be instruments of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control? And those seven words are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. How can we give those fruits to others unless we are plugged into the Spirit? Love does not come through willpower. It comes through soul power, God's power. Each of us is absolutely called to grow up, to mature, not only emotionally, psychologically, and mentally, but especially spiritually. Philip was spiritually mature enough to recognize when God was speaking. So becoming a mature disciple of Jesus is the invitation we have from baptism, and it is literally confirmed in the sacramental rite of confirmation. This path to Christian maturity is actually quite simple. Love God, love others, and serve the world. But we have to slow down. Pay attention, pray to hear God. The gift of faith is especially in operation when we don't understand the road before us or we are faced with the unexpected. The poem, "The Road Not Taken" by Robert Frost, reminds me of the difference that trusting a Spirit-led inspiration made for Philip and can make for us. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood. And sorry, I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down, one as far as I could, to where it bent under the undergrowth. Then took the other, just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though, as for that the passing there had warned them equally about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I mark the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. It is our turn to take the road less traveled. to go forward in faith, to serve the world, sharing in the commission of Jesus to witness to the ends of the earth, to anyone, anywhere. God is an intimate guide. Let us fully embrace our Spirit-led inspirations. Amen.